Welcome to this podcast featuring Al Jolson and Friends, sponsored by the website of the International Al Jolson Society. Al Jolson was the preeminent superstar of the 20th century with the first million-selling song, first million-selling album, and more number one hits than the Beatles. This week's segment from the June 3, 1948 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall begins with Oscar Levant congratulating Al Jolson on an award won for his service to the armed forces. Following this, Al Jolson sings At Sundown and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Oscar, that's lovely and all that, but what's the idea of playing Pomp and Circumstance?
Well, Al, I thought it was fitting. I want to announce that last Saturday night in Denver, you were presented with the 1948 General Maurice Rose Memorial Award for Service to Humanity.
Thank you, Oscar. It was a great thrill when General Hodges of the First Army presented me with that solid gold medal. I'll always keep it close to me.
That I know you'll do.
But let's not talk about me. In fact, let's not talk about anyone. I want to sing a song that was written by one of Tin Pan Alley's most talented composers, the late Walter Donaldson. The number, At Sundown. Every little breeze is sighing of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world is rosy at sundown, where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven, when night is falling and love is calling me home. Oscar, that music is really beautiful, but I have a little criticism of the way you played it. I think your bass clef has a little too much andante, which causes your treble clef to lean a little bit on the largo side.
Al, I have no desire to get into a discussion with you about music. That would be like you helping Einstein with his homework.
Oscar, don't be facetious.
What?
I said, don't be facetious. That happens to be a word that a Vassar College girl returned with my ring. Now, another thing that's wrong with your piano playing, Oscar, there's too much issimo in your fortissimo, and your obbligato seems to have gone completely blotto.
Al, you're displaying your ignorance in big words now instead of little words.
Oscar, don't be so academic.
When did academic join your vocabulary?
When you joined the show.
Al, do you remember some time ago you sang a song called If I Only Had a Match?
Well?
And everybody sent you matches?
Sure I do, Oscar. Well, why, what about it?
Would you please sing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes now?
Why?
I have a couple of hams hanging over at the house, and I need some smoke for them.
I'll be delighted, Oscar. Ignite me an Apaggio.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, You must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they would doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eye.
This entire radio program is available on the website of the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. That's JOLSON.ORG. Along with many other radio shows, Jolson recordings, video clips, and information about the world's greatest entertainer. Be sure to visit the site and listen for the next podcast. As Al Jolson said, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."